and talk to that little parrot, and you feel good because that feeling is in you.
That's what love is, right?
Now we are here to let you know what the parrot is thinking about. And actually, we are trying to save your parrot from that stupid slavery in you. Because you made a slave from this love. How do you use it? In daily life, you will have a chocolate pudding. You say, how was it? I loved it! Yes, that's love. Mainly wanting something drastically will be translated love. This is our not love. Love is a tendency, something which is not understandable because it's like that, it's complicated. Complication starts from the essence of love. That parrot in you doesn't want to be in you. That parrot in you is in a cage because of you. If there's no you, that parrot is free. But it doesn't happen like that. You have the parrot encaged. And as long as this parrot talks, you will love the parrot. Let's be a little bit honest here. Close your eyes and think about having a parrot. And one day this parrot starts to recite the poems of Rumi. How much do you love your parrot now? As long as the parrot does that, you love the parrot more, and maybe you will buy a golden cage for the parrot, and you will be miserable, because your parrot is miserable. A bird in a cage is miserable. That you don't know. Okay, now open your eyes and see the misery of this parrot. Do you want to do something about that? You cannot. You know what? Why can't you do anything for this parrot?
Because
you are a merchant. For you, money. Everything is like that. So, you will not do good. But we know the parrot could. If your parrot falls down and dies, it will throw it out, right? Yes. Because for you, dying is the end, right? Remember, logic, death is the end, right? So when it is dead, you think that it's useless. You put it out, and that parrot will fly away. And amazingly, I'm not going to reveal the end of the story. Don't reveal it. It has an amazing ending. This is the story we are going to follow. Okay, so don't worry about the ending of it. The parrot will be good and he will learn his lesson. How the parrot will know this? Now I gave the parrot an advice to save him. But are you listening? Because this is what's happening. The merchant, you, will go to India for business. This. One of those parrots will hear the message and will fall drop dead. The merchant doesn't get it because the parrot is dead, right? If I drop dead now, what do? You go home. Okay. Pity. Come someone, lets the parrot know. The other one will learn. Ah, yeah, that was it. Because this is one of the secrets. Here, they teach us by showing us how it can be done. Who is the best teacher? The teacher The best teacher is the teacher who knows best the subject is teaching, right? When it comes to this material, there is a difference here. Here we don't argue. The teacher just will show you what we have good examples of being good, not thinking of good, and we show it to you. With that, we're learning the opposite. Getting rid of that greedy merchant and so on, with saving. This is super simplification of this lovely story. Let's hear the lovely story, John. Are you ready to do this?
I am, yes. Okay. The story of the merchant to whom the parrot gave a message for the parrots of India on the occasion of his going to trade. There was a merchant, and he had a parrot imprisoned in a cage, a pretty parrot. When the merchant made ready for travel and was about to depart to India, because of his generosity, he said to each male slave and each handmaid, "What shall I bring for you? Tell quickly." Each one asked him for some object of desire. That good man gave his promise to them all.
Okay, before going to the parrot, which is the subject, what was this all about? Of course, the translation was as good as it could. There are some tricks here. First of all, there was not because of generosity here at all. And it starts with, there was a merchant and he had a parrot. A beautiful parrot encaged in a cage. Imprisoned in a cage. This is how the Persian goes. So, the subject is, there is this merchant, because that's the first thing you are, and you have that parrot. But the parrot is imprisoned in a cage, the beautiful parrot it is. This is the situation. Means you are here, you are logically made to deal with your environment. You know what is good for you and what is bad. You call it food and poison. You deal with the environment that you take whatever you want and you throw out whatever you don't, right? This is the simple behavior of the animal. Therefore, mainly, here you are a merchant. Because you think about what's good for you. Merchant is a guy who thinks about his own benefit only, right? That's what you are. And this beautiful one is imprisoned in you, in a cage. Then, this business fellow of you will change, because nothing remains the same. So you are a traveler by nature. You started with 6, 7, 8 pounds. And you learned a lot and you're traveling, you're changing. You're ever changing. This is what it is. No animal will remain the same. Therefore, this guy will travel. And because this guy is good and we are taking a good example to show you what love is, this is a good fellow. So, he will go towards India. Why India? That you cannot guess. Really you cannot. Because India for Rumi has another meaning. They have another feeling to that bizarre continent. The feelings are as follow. First, India is the greenest part of that region. It's green. Secondly, there are these magnificent animals over there. Elephant. The elephants over there are treated as what in India? God. The elephants are treated with us as what?